The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
going to
kill him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm
going to
bury him
here.
With the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest. All time hated. Still outspoken. I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous. Me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype. Ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee, a one-man show, one-man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see, man. Float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Fresh from straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't blindly, blindly, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch. I do.
Great morning. What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome to The Grind. You know what time it is, 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The realest show ever. The realest show you ever going to listen to, tune into, watch. Why do we say that, man? Because we share the things that are on the inside that automatically come to the outside. We don't do it because we just want an audience. We do it because we want to help somebody somewhere do something that's different than what they're doing right now to help their situation. And that sound just came in.
We're live.
Super, great loud.
Morning. Great morning on The Grind. Yes.
Great morning.
Looks like we are live.
Great morning.
Great morning. How are y'all feeling out there in this world on this amazing Tuesday morning where, yes, it's another day for us to wake up and say, it is my day, another day for us to be great. How you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
You feeling good?
Yeah,
I got you another cup
good.
Of coffee.
I appreciate that. I got my coffee.
You got your coffee?
Got my coffee. Thank you so much, man. See, everybody is tuning in, man, jumping on. Share this out, guys. Share this out. You know, we always got something good to say. It's not ours, but, you know, it came from the big man above, of course. But, you know, we wanna come on, man, every Tuesday and Thursday, as the show happens, every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. Well, I almost say it's Central Standard Time, but Eastern Standard Time. At 9 a.m. every Tuesday
that I don't know.
And Thursday morning, man. So as we just jump on and we just share, you know, what's in our heart. We give you guys some stuff that happened to us throughout the week and, you know, throughout the weekend and things of that nature. Just hopefully to help bridge some gaps, because the vision of the show is to actually bridge some gaps somewhere, somehow with somebody. It doesn't matter if it's just one person. We want to be able to bridge a gap, right? So, guys, I'm sitting here, as you guys know, I'm Nathan McCray. I'm sitting here with my awesome and amazing, beautiful wife, Miss Pam McCray.
Hey, everybody. You know,
right now,
yes.
Just got a hair done. Looking all saucy.
I did not. It's been like this for a couple
days. Like this for, yeah. You didn't just get it done this morning. You know, we got it a couple of days ago, you know, but it looks good. Looks good, man. We appreciate the love from you guys, man. We love y'all.
Yes, we do. Right, definitely back. Take the time to share this out. Get this information out to everybody. You know, just as we get going this morning, I just want to let you know you got black. You're sipping on black this morning.
I got black.
Okay, you got black. I have my Delgado, but I couldn't find my Good Morning Gorgeous cup. So I don't know if somebody else woke up feeling gorgeous this morning.
I think Zari took it. She took gorgeous.
So I had to go with the Oak Hill Academy cup this morning.
Okay, you
but I was looking for my Good Morning Gorgeous, and I said, I guess somebody else in the house felt like they was gorgeous this morning because my cup is not available.
You gorgeous without the cup. Don't even matter. Well, God bless you guys, man. Thank you guys for chiming in, being a part of the grind this morning. When we come back, man, we're going to talk about something that you're going to definitely want to hear.
Yes, I can't wait to hear.
You're not going to want to miss it, all right,
don't
guys?
Don't you know that I can make it?
Yay!
All
right? have enough belief in yourself right now to know that you can make it. Okay, that's the name of the game, right? Sometimes you just got to do it. You can't be looking for help all the time. You just got to jump in, right, and you got to do it, right? So, you know, the band may not show up sometimes, right? The band may not show up. As much as we like that beat, man, the drum, you know, we like that old piano when they hit that bass. You know, we like that guitar when they get on it. But sometimes in your life, you're not going to have all of the instruments that you need playing the tune that you want them to play. Right. So you just got to get out there and do that thing. Old school grind style. Right. So but here's what I know, Pam. You know, I want to say hello to everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio right now. Thank you guys for chiming in. Thank you guys for being a part of the grind. Thank you guys all for being vision carriers right now on the grind. Guys, we don't take that lightly. Pam and I are very, very humble.
Yes.
Right.
Grateful.
Very, very humble, very grateful.
Absolutely.
For you guys to be here. So never want to let that go unsaid because, guys, we are truly, truly excited to be talking to you guys, you know, every single time we jump on this mic, right? And we don't take it lightly. So, you know, we want to talk about a few things today, Pam, because I'm just getting, man, there's somebody out there right now that's even listening to this broadcast and you know, they're going through some things right now. They're going through something, and they're at that point to where they feel that they don't know if they can go any further. And man, I can tell you what we tell y'all that we don't give you guys say anything that we don't know. We don't say anything to you guys that we haven't been through. There's no speculating on this show, you know. And it's one of the stipulations, you know, when we started it, you know, Pam and I promised each other that, you know, we would just keep it 100. You know, with you guys, and you know, we wouldn't just say things off the top of our head. We would say things that we genuinely felt, things that we genuinely have lived, we've dealt with, right? And that's where we are, you know.
Absolutely.
So we know that somebody's out there right now dealing with some things, and you know, we want to talk about 11:59, you know, today. You know, 11:59, man, when God shows up, you know, at that last minute, when you didn't think he was going to do it. And I can tell y'all right now, are we qualified to do that, to talk about that this morning, man? Absolutely. And I bet that there are a lot of you out there right now that are qualified to talk about this as well. So guys, if you feel that you have something that you want to say about what we're saying today, if there was a situation that you went through, maybe you're going through, I don't know, a situation that you went through or going through right now that you know, I like it when people talk about the situations that they persevered through, right? Because sometimes when you're in it, you're still fighting through it, and you need to stay focused on that thing, right? So if you have a story, an 11:59 story that you want to give right here live on the grind today, guys, dial in 646-668-2564. I put the number in chat. And guys, we want to hear your story, and we'll let you guys tell your 11:59 story. The way that God came through for you at 11:59, when you thought that he wasn't going, that nothing was going to happen. And you told yourself, I tell you right now, we've done this. Me and Pam have been to that point where we say, man, I don't know what we're going to do if it gets any worse than it is. Right now,
we learned the hard way. We realized that it could always get worse, and that's the reason why we started changing our thoughts, changing our words, changing, you know, the things that we see, the things that we speak, you know. But as I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, and I'm just I'm in awe at the power of God and how literally he'll just give you stuff at the last minute. And I think when we really understand that we serve an 1159 God, like for real, we serve an 1159 God. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that the reason why he's like that is because that's the only way that we could ever fully understand and know the power that, number one, we have within and his power. Knowing that he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said, if you trust me and you now put in the action necessary in order to move your life fully, I got you. And so therefore, he has to be that 1159 guy, because if he just was like the microwave society, where he just microwaved that thing in our life, we would never understand who we are. We would never understand the power that we have within. We would never grow into the person that he needs us to become in order to fulfill the purpose that he's given each and every one of us here on this earth. Right. So we serve an 1159 God because he's going to show up. It's not never going to be in our time. All right. But he's an on-time God. And so when you think about those 1159 situations, and the crazy part about it is most of the time, many of us, right, because we've all been there, where we stress out during those situations. We sit back and we say, God, I don't know how, you know, I'm going to get through this. But all the time, he's like, it's already done. I already got you. The answer has already been given. And I'm going to solve this situation in the best scenario that is necessary. It may not be how we want it solved. Because sometimes, if it's how we want it to be solved, there won't be any growth.
That's where I want to get right there, right where you are with that growth, because we serve a God that's, you know, the reason we say he's 1159 God is because most of us wait until 1159 to trust him.
Right.
Most people wait until 1159 to call on him, right? Most people will wait and are, just be real, let's keep it 100, guys. This is the realest show ever. I'm just going to be straight up with you.
Some
people are just flat out hard headed. And you don't listen to
all
the things that you get
at some point in time in our life until we grow up.
But that's why God is 1159, because he's sitting there waiting on you to get to that spot right there where you get at 1159, where you like, there's nowhere else to turn. You've done this. You've scrolled through your phone.
We've tried everything.
You scrolled through your phone.
We've laid awake at night.
Yeah, talked about everybody. Looked at everybody in your phone. Who's going to help me? Who's going to help me? Now you done figured out that there's nobody that's coming to help you except for you.
Right.
You got to, except for God and you, you got to say, you know what, man, I got to fix this because I made this mess. So I got to fix this mess. So, you know, there's always going to be some people in your life, man, that's going to come through for you. But those people, those are the people that come through effortlessly. You know, you don't have to worry about it. Those are the people that know you, the people that you break bread with every day. You know, the people that know your heart. And that's just the way that is. But there are those, you know, those days of scrolling through your phone, trying to figure out who's going to help you and yada, yada, yada. A, you just make a bad name for yourself, you know, and B, you know, you end up just crutching yourself because, you know, the growth is in the growth. God sits back and waits for you to get the right mindset, the right heart, for your heart to understand that, you know, I'm the one that's going to help you, but I'm going to help you help you. Right. I'm going to help you help you. And sometimes, like Pam said, we don't understand that that we have to go through it.
Right.
Right. We may not like the answer, you know, and I remember an excerpt from my book. Right. And the book is how to build a fire in network marketing. Right. In your network marketing business. And it was, I remember putting this in there. I'll give you guys a quick snippet. I was talking about, how the quickest way to get on your feet is to miss two car payments, right?
Right.
The quickest way to get back on your feet is to miss two car payments. So it's all about, at that point, you think it's about your physical transportation. You lose your physical transportation, right? But you lost your mental transportation before you lost your physical transportation.
Right.
So you stop making the right decisions, right? So if you stop making the right decisions, it gets to that missing car, two car payments, and then you losing your car for you to get it, because that nail just got sharp enough for you to say, you know what, God, you know what, you're right. I need to do this and I need to do that. And guess what? If that car was too expensive for you, the simple solution is two things.
Get you another, either
make some more money,
right,
or get you a cheaper car.
Get one that you can afford.
Get one that you can afford. That's the simple solution. And in a lot of cases, we have to wait to 11:59 because we're holding on to something, right? We're holding on to something that we're not supposed to have. And we can't, when we let it go, we get the things that we're supposed to have. And then we can start our true growth from there.
But I think in life we all go through that, and that's, mm-hmm. I think it's because we all want nice things. We all
Absolutely.
Want we all want more than we can really have. I mean, that's the reason why we found ourselves in so many different situations, for real. Because, mm-hmm. but not so much that, but at that given moment we could afford it. We at least justified it in our
mm-hmm.
mind
mm-hmm.
that okay, it was okay.
Right.
But then when things start to shift, right, that's where you don't realize that okay, sometimes you got to let go in order to let God.
Right.
Sometimes you got to take a step back in order to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to do that.
No.
You know, we just want to move forward. But sometimes we have to reflect and go back to the position of where those wheels started to fall off, like we talk about all the time, in order to realize that, you know what, if God did it for us one time, there's greater on the other side, but he's testing us to see what are we going to do. But many times we all mess up because we don't want to let go. Letting go is very hard, okay, in any situation.
But how many times do you fall on the same sword? You know what I'm saying? How many times do you...
on how hard-headed you
right.
are.
we hear people say all the time, you know, well, I have a high pain tolerance.
That's me. I have a high pain tolerance.
Yeah, well, she said that.
Smack me upside the head so many times, but then once you smack me that one time...
I don't want no pain. I don't want to go through the pain.
I am. I'm that person. You can knock me upside the head several times because I take a lot. And I have a high pain tolerance, but then it comes to the point where when you smack me one too many times, to where I'm done, you know. And it's because I think when you have that heart of giving and everything, and you just want to see the best in every situation, the best in everybody, you end up getting taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you look up, and you're like, what the heck has God? Because God's been showing you stuff that
right.
you need to do, things you need to shift, things you need to change, but you're not listening. And then there comes that time in which he's like, okay, now what? I've given you opportunity after opportunity.
I just told you yesterday. I just showed you something yesterday.
In order to do what I'm sharing with you that you need to do, okay,
right.
because it's my purpose at the end of the day. It's mm-hmm. not yours, okay?
Right.
I'm going to allow you, absolutely, because he doesn't violate choice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to allow you to do some things, but you can start to bump your head up against the wall. Your head is going to start to hurt after a while if
mm-hmm.
you don't begin to listen, okay? And so... You know, that's what ends up happening. And then
mm-hmm.
finally, you find yourself in a position to where, hey, you got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we decided to do it just like you said before, that given
what
moment?
If?
What if
we learned the lesson the first
right.
time and we didn't have to have a high pain tolerance? What if, you know, like me, I don't like pain. So I try to listen to
Not
the
at
lesson.
All. Nate's
you know,
a big baby.
Physically, you know, I think most men be like, you know, I don't want, because we can't go through what women go through.
No,
you guys are super troopers, no doubt.
Natural child.
Right. See what I'm saying? So you guys, but God created you guys that way, right?
Right.
But for me, you know, I don't like needles. I just don't. Will I get a shot because I have to get one? Yeah, I'll get it, but don't mean I have to like it, right?
Right.
So the thing is, it's how sharp must the nail get? And it reminds me of the story with the farmer sitting on his porch and the dog is sitting there and the passerby walks up and he goes, you know, and he's asking for directions and the dog is just starts to moan and he didn't pay any attention. The guy's giving directions. He says, why does your dog keep moaning? And he says, because he's laying on a nail. And he said, oh, well, why doesn't he just get off the nail? And he said, well, maybe the nail is just not sharp enough for him yet.
Hmm.
You know, and the dog, so he just lays on the nail. How sharp does the nail have to be? And we decide to get off. And, you know, Pam said, you know, we talk about, you know, this show is 11:59. Do we really have to wait until 11:59 every darn time for God to move in our lives? I believe that God gives us vision. And he says, you know, if my people perish for lack of vision,
mm-hmm.
right? You're either going to be the visionary or you're going to be the vision carrier. All right. You have to make up your mind which one are you going to be or not both. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to stop waiting until 11:59. We always talk about bending the curve on the show. I keep saying that. We always talk about straightening it out. Stop being on the curve. You're looking at what's going on, but you see it happening, but you still stay on the curve because everybody else is on the curve. The road less traveled is probably the road that you need to take.
Right, everybody needs to take.
Because but it's hard. Why do people, and we always say on this show, we don't want to get you right to the bridge and then leave you. But there's somebody right now, Pam, that's going through something and they're trying to figure out how to fix it. But the solution that they're running through in their head is the solution that feels good. There's no pain involved. We don't want to run over. I get it. You don't want to run over. Just run into pain. But, you know, sometimes you got to take the bad to get to what we think is bad.
Right. Well, none of us like pain. So none of us want to go through the pain. And that's the reason why many times we take the road that everybody's traveling instead of the road that's less traveled, because of the fact that it's going to require something of us.
Right.
And when you go back to you are enough, you know, enough means that you have everything that's required in order to get through that situation, in order to get to that next level, in order to hit that goal, in order to accomplish whatever it is. But we end up not realizing that we're enough, and we get on this big road in which everybody's traveling, in which everybody's the same, in which everybody's average, because we don't want to go through the pain of what's going to happen on that road that's less traveled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Because on that road that's less traveled.
No, the popular road.
No, it's not a popular road. It's that road in which, you know, there's going to be some rocks. There's going to be some curves. There's going to be some hills. There's going to be some things that we got to go over through, a lot of hurdles. And so most people are on that road less traveled, that straight narrow path. They're on that big wide one in which everybody's just doing the same thing, kind of like the definition of insanity, and expecting something else to happen. You know, I mentioned, it's funny because I mentioned, you know, just in passing, merry-go-round, right? I said, you know, that merry-go-round life, right? And it's funny how it just kind of tie into what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. We end up finding ourselves on a merry-go-round in life. And we have the opportunity to get off. But instead, we just continue to stay on the ride. You know how you get on and you're at an amusement park and you try to jump off of one?
No, I've never
tried to jump off of one.
That's what people need to do, though.
Right. But, you know, you get on and you know how, if you're on this, like let's say, like merry-go-round, Ferris wheel, something like that, and it's stopping in certain situations to allow for more people to get on.
Right.
And that's what can happen in life, to where we're just on this merry-go-round or even on this Ferris wheel, and it's going around and around and around and around and around, mm-hmm. and we're not getting off. In the season in which we need to decide to get off and just jump, just like
I
said. Sometimes
I think you just gotta jump. I don't think the merry-go-round of life ever stops.
No.
I just think it just keeps on moving around and
right,
around
so
and around.
And
nobody wants
to.
Yeah, you don't want to jump off because, you know, you're like, if I jump off, this is going to hurt.
Mine's going to hurt.
It hurts you to get on here, too.
It hurts to stay on it.
And it hurts to
life
stay
is just
off.
Passing you by.
Right. And you know what you should do. You
right.
know, and guys, we're saying this because you know, the merry-go-round of life is a real thing because people are on it right now, but people don't want to get off of it. And how do what represents that? You know, things that you're doing right now,
mm-hmm.
that you know you should be doing, overextending yourself physically, financially, mentally, allowing people to constantly take away from you, which constitutes really taking your personal power away from you. And guys, you should write this down or dedicate it to your memory, okay? And remember this. If you allow a person to take your personal power away from you, that means your power to create, your power to be you, your power to be to say yes, your power to say no, your power to do what God's leading you to do. When a person, when something or someone takes away your personal power, you cease to exist.
Right.
There is nothing left of you.
There's no growth in
that. You can't. You can only grow in the capacity that situation or that person wants you to grow in. You are called to grow in the capacity that feeds your purpose. And you can't do that if you have no personal power.
Right.
You become a yes man or a yes woman, and you do whatever people tell you to do, when they tell you to do it, how they tell you to do it, all the time, you never have any personal creative input in your own life.
Or you lose yourself.
And you lose yourself. We talk about being in character.
Right.
Have the main role. Don't play the supporting cast in your own life. Be in character all the time, or else you will lose the part.
Right.
The part that you were created for. That's the bad part. It's the worst feeling in the world when you lose the part that you were created for. And to something or someone else, and you wake up 10, 15 years down the road, and you never get that time back.
Right, that's true.
That's gone.
You have to play your part, and sometimes it may be a supporting part, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to make sure that you're playing your part, and you're playing the part to the best of your ability, because you may have to have that supporting part for a minute, but maybe God's using that supporting part in order to now take you to the next level, in order for you to now move into a different role. But if you never play full in life and play hard with the gifts that we've been given, what ends up happening is we end up losing those gifts.
Right.
So your
support. So I want to clarify your support. Here's the thing. Yeah, we all play the supporting roles in different things. But your personal life, you should never play the supporting cast.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You are always the main character.
Absolutely. Always the main character.
Always.
It's the story that you create. And
that's the beautiful part. You know, we're talking about 11:59 right now and waiting, you know, until the last minute to do things and to grab your own destiny, your own personal power back, you know, because your personal power is taken away slowly
mm-hmm.
from situation to situation.
Right.
But if you wait until 11:59, you're going to wake up at some point in time. You're going to be so mad at yourself because you've allowed your time to just be eaten up.
It's gone.
You know, and I can remember, and I keep referencing on book. It's funny because, you know, I've been working on it so intently. But it's one of the things that is how, you know, I express, you know, what we've been through in this industry and things of that nature. But when you really think about playing, being creative and understanding what your purpose is, it's all about your personal power
mm-hmm.
because that's what you're developing.
Right.
Even if you buy into a vision, right? We always say I bought into a vision that was bigger than my own. Great. You want to buy into a vision that was bigger than your own, right? That gives you something to strive for. That challenges you, right? There's a bigger purpose in it, so you want to tie into that. But that purpose has to feed your purpose too, right? So if it's not feeding your purpose, you're never going to be fulfilled by it, right? So we even talk about the different vehicles. You know, it's no secret what Pam and I do. Pam and I are in direct sales and network marketing, right? And if we didn't believe in Mr. Fallon's vision, we wouldn't be at TLC. So since we believe in the vision and we believe that it's in line with our vision, our purpose of helping people and first, you know, helping ourselves and helping people get where we need to be. If we didn't believe that, we wouldn't be here. But we talk about vehicles, but you gotta be careful with the vehicle that you get in, because that vehicle that you get in is gonna, and it's not going in the right direction. It's
right.
taking you to 11:59.
Right.
It's taking you where you don't want to be. It's taking you to the long route to get where you want to be. And now you're learning all of these lessons. And God is just sitting back like this, allowing you to learn the lesson. Because, you know, it's no secret that, you know, I said something before. I said, you know, God is the reason why God, you know, dwells in our heart and not in our head. Because when we live life with our head, then we end up going into the 11:59. Direction,
mm-hmm.
right? And we start taking a long route to get to things, and God's just sitting there waiting for us to keep bumping our head. Well, after a while, you'll get tired of bumping your head.
You start to be in a lot of pain. So, okay, now I have your attention.
Now I get it, God, I get it. And you look at your watch, and it's exactly 11:59.
Right.
And you're trying to figure out, okay, why do I have to keep going through this? Why is it that every month I'm in a perpetual cycle, that merry-go-round that you talked about? Why am I on this merry-go-round and I feel like I can't get off of it? It's because you're not willing to take the hit. You're not willing to scrape up your knees because you know you got to jump off of it. It's going to require something of you. It's not going to be that thing that feels good when you jump off. You're going to be dizzy.
Right.
Because it's been going around and around the circle. You know, they get going around. You ever been on that one where in the playground,
Oh, yes.
That's the one I'm talking about right there.
Oh, that yeah. thing that goes around.
Yeah, then you get the little bad boys that's always pushing it real fast, right? Yeah, I was one of them bad boys
right.
in the playground, right?
Right.
Pushing real fast because he wants the girls to get real
right.
dizzy, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's the one you got to jump. We ain't talking about the little merry-go-round in the middle of the mall, you know, at the circus. I can jump off of that one, no problem. Life is that other merry-go-round, right?
That, that
one,
other one that went
the one that, the one that the devil and everybody
oh
is spinning
and
real
then,
fast.
Right, everybody's spinning it. Wait a minute, we had one in our park. Everybody was spinning that thing, but then they had the middle part where you can get on it and sit on it, too.
Yeah.
And you're trying to hold on. You hold on to the side,
yeah.
your legs swing
out. That was going to be better.
Right. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That thing is taking you right to 11:59 every time, right? Because you got on it. Now you don't know how to get off of it.
Right.
And you're trying to figure that thing out. And you're like, the only solution is to jump.
Right.
You got to jump off because you know how it is. The little boys are pushing it faster and faster. And the more y'all scream, the faster we push it.
Right.
Right?
Wait a minute. This brings about a very funny story.
Okay.
I know we always look at wait a minute. Remember when we decided to take the kids horseback riding?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. And I'm thinking about this because you have to make a decision in life. You could be mm-hmm. on something in which you don't need to be on, right? In which you got to make that decision. It's time to jump off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Nate and I don't know, maybe about a year and a half ago, I don't know, something like that, but we decided to go, everybody wanted to go horseback riding. Zaria loves to ride horses. So we figured, okay, let's go horseback riding. And we went, the whole family, all of us went. And we get on these horses. And Jaden had the little old.
Jaden had a horse that was blind
that was
in one eye.
Right, old, right, which
yeah,
is good.
And couldn't see any other.
And so we all were riding on these horses, and everything's going well. This is in the very beginning, though. We had just gotten started on this ride. All of a sudden, whose horse got spooked? Was it yours or the lady's horse?
No, it was the lead lady.
The
she
lead
was riding
lady.
Without a saddle.
It was, all of a sudden, there was this man who was sitting by the water who all of a sudden just popped up. He just jumped up. And when he jumped up, it spooked the lead lady's horse. When it spooked her horse, every horse got spooked except Jaden's. Jaden was in the back. But I remember literally all of a sudden we're riding. And now mind you, that's what I'm saying. We're riding and all of a sudden this horse gets spooked. It turns around. It's taken off. All I see is Nate's face. He's like this, right? Then my horse started doing it. And I'm like this on the horse. Zaria, I looked into Zaria's eyes, and she looked like she had just seen a ghost in everybody. And Christian was like, his horse had him so linked back. And so these horses were going crazy. And the only horse that did not do anything, thank God, was Jaden. Jaden was like the smallest out of all of us, right? And Jaden's horse just like, la, la, la. But we had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up because these horses were not stopping, and they were full speed ahead. I don't know if you could imagine being on a horse and literally laying lateral on this horse. That's how fast they were moving. Nate,
no, you had your horse. Pam had her horse. The reins were pulled so hard. Pam's horse was butt was almost dragging the ground, and the horse was still trying to run.
Oh my gosh! It was the scariest moment, right?
Yeah.
And I looked up, and you were on the ground.
No, I didn't fail.
Oh,
I jumped off.
You jumped off,
when he
right?
He spent around. My foot came
right.
out the stirrup, and I just jumped
right.
off, and he ran.
Right. And so I saw you on the ground because I'm like, what in the world do I do? This horse is like crazy. And I had no choice. I had to make a decision because at this point, I'm like, I don't want this horse to break a bone, break my leg, break something. And at this point, I'm hanging on the side of the horse because one leg had come completely off the horse. Okay.
Right.
So I'm on both sides. So I had no choice but jump.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped. Thank God. I jumped, and that horse did not stop. That horse kept
all
going.
The way back.
Every horse, I think Zaria's horse ended up slowing down. Christian,
they all eventually.
They
only horse that they had was Jaden's horse. Jaden was actually laughing.
Right. Jaden was like, "What's going on?"
Jaden was laughing.
But
this
laughing
horse
was
just like this horse was just like a nice little step. Like I can't see where I'm going. I just think people are going this way. And Zaria. It's funny because Zaria's horse wasn't going that fast either.
No, but
Zaria's
she was scared.
Horse, she was
looking
scared.
At us.
She was scared, but her horse wasn't going that fast. And I walked. This is how fast her horse was going. I kind of trotted up beside her, and she was like, "Oh!" She was going off, and I kind of like trotted up beside her, and I'm just like at a slow little trot. I'm like, "Why are you crying?" And she looked at me, and she was like, "Oh,
right."
You know, and it was the craziest thing. Christian's horse. Christian had the tallest horse because he was the tallest person. Christian was the most afraid of horses.
Right.
Right. So when he got on that horse,
he held
horse
on
because
that was my, I was worried about Christian
think,
more than anybody
I think
else.
He held on like, did he get it stopped?
Yeah, his horse stopped because I was worried about Christian. Christian is a big baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's my big baby for real.
Yeah.
And so I was worried about Christian more than anything because I saw that Jaden was cool. And Christian was the one who didn't want to go. We had to convince him, this kid, to get on the horse. He's the oldest, and we had to convince him.
Mm-hmm.
But their horses slowed down. Our horses, those horses did not stop until they got all the way back.
All the way back.
But go figure. It was a bad experience.
But then
we had to make another decision.
We said, you know, as parents, we had to make a decision for our kids. Like, everybody's like, well, I'm not getting back on the horses.
Right.
And we're like, no, we got to get back
we
on.
We said, we the McCrae's.
We
don't quit.
And
we don't
no.
break.
So
all
we
right?
now, were we apprehensive about getting back on the horses?
Right.
Yeah, we were. But it was a lesson that we needed to teach our kids. We're like, no, let's get back on the horses.
That's
and let's
right.
go out again.
We did.
And when we finally convinced them to get back on, we were able to go through, you know, the whole thing and without an issue. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
were we kind of cautious the whole time? Yeah. But, you know, it was an experience that we had, but we conquered
it. Right, we conquered it. That's right. Because one of the things that we all always tell our kids, and I had it written on the mirror a long time, we the McCrae's. We don't quit and we don't break. And so we had to push through that experience.
So let's talk about that.
We had to jump off.
Let's talk about that because, you know, when you talk about, we're talking about 1159.
Mm-hmm.
And 1159, we've heard that so many times. They even make songs about it in church,
mm-hmm.
right? And, you know, when you think about it, you're like, okay, God is going to come at 1159, so everybody's just waiting, you know, for that to happen. But nobody never really asked why. You know,
he
I don't
sit back and wait.
Yeah, I don't think he – I just don't think he sits back and say, you know, I'm going to come at the last minute. I believe that God will come whenever you learn the lesson.
Right.
Whenever you get it, that's when you get your breakthrough. And I just believe that, you know, in this world, in this life, if you figure out, like I said, we always got to back up. You got to back up and figure out where the problem happened at.
Mm-hmm.
If you can figure out where it happened, then now you can fix it. Because life is really a merry-go-round, this full circle. You're going to face that again. So if we can fix it, now I think God honors that. I guess what happened? How did I get in this? Well, it was when I went and I started eating this, and this is when I started to put on more weight.
You always go to
it's
the
this,
weight
this,
thing.
And this. Now I'm going to put something else in there. You know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to put it this way.
That's
I remember when it was me.
Do.
I
we
remember, yeah, but I'm going to spin it back around.
Okay.
I remember when it was me. I had to back up when I stopped eating meat. When I became a vegetarian, what they call, you know, I just, my body, I lost so much weight. Right. And I look like a crackhead just running around. And it was terrible. Right. Looks like my head got bigger and everything because my head didn't fit my body. And it was a crazy scenario. And I felt healthy, but I didn't look good. I didn't look healthy. And I had to back up. When did this happen? How did I lose all this weight? So I was down to like 175, 173 pounds.
He was like, how come you didn't tell me?
Like, why are you going to tell me I look like a crackhead? You know, but she just wanted somebody to not even meet with her, right? I was losing all the weight.
I'm a Lone Ranger. I'm the
she
only one in this house
anyway.
Who still to this
right.
day
she wasn't losing
no
weight, but she wasn't eating on me, right? And I'm like, this is not cool. So I had to say, you know what? I'm not going to eat red meat, but I'm going to eat me some chicken, right? So I started eating chicken again, and I started, you know, really eating more than I was eating because when you start stop eating certain things, your stomach shrinks. So you don't get as, you're not as hungry anymore.
I wish I had that
you get
problem.
Full quicker. Man, I was eating baby portions of food. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm stuffed. You know, no wonder I was losing all that weight.
I don't have that problem. It must
you know?
Be the 50 thing because I don't have that problem. My stomach is not shrinking because I'm not eating things. Matter of fact, if I'm not careful, it's going to grow very quickly.
I mean, that's what you have to back up to figure out where you made the bad decisions at.
Right.
And then at that point, then you can fix it.
Right.
And I believe God waits on us.
Right.
To figure that thing out, you know, because I believe he gives us all of the tools, all of the signs are there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you've got the people typically that are the closest to you that know, and they'll tell you, right? If you
right.
don't have somebody that's close to you that'll tell you, you know, that I can see, you know, that this, this, and this, because they know you,
yeah.
right? You need that person. But in a lot of times, we just don't listen. Mm-mm. That's all. We see the signs. It's written all over the wall. We just don't listen. So, you know, God becomes an 1159 God because we don't get it until 1159. So the key is ask yourself.
We got to go through our process.
Right. So, guys, if you want to actually tell your 1159 story, if you're not afraid to do it live, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, dial into the number, guys, and hit the number 1-646-668-2564, and hit the number 1, and you can tell your 1159 story if you're not afraid to tell it, because guess what? It could bless somebody.
Right.
And, you know, Pam and I, we've had a lot of 1159 experiences. We still have them, you know, and that's just what it's, I think it's just a part of what we do, but I think the key is to minimize the times that you have those 1159 experiences, you know, and you know, I don't think God has a clock. I don't think he has a watch. I don't think he's checking the time. I just think he's like, okay, whenever you get it, when it's going to be 11:59 for you.
And it's all in his perfect time.
It's all
right.
In his perfect time. And we can, you know, we talk about certain things on this show. And one thing I don't want this to be the show where we say a whole bunch of cliche stuff.
Right.
I don't want that to be, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to be the show. And, you know, when we talk on the show, we want to be able to bridge some gaps. And the only way we can bridge some gaps is if we're 100% real with you guys, so that you guys understand that, you know, people go through real things every day. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to touch on was riches and wealth and things of that nature. And we've been talking a lot, so we kind of devote a lot of time here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not going to play another song. We'll play one at the end.
Got it, Demir.
So, right. Got it, Demir, song. So, you know, one of the things that Pam and I have been really, 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 really intently studying and heavy on, guys, is what, and I'm going to say these words and hopefully you guys grab it, you know, is really understanding, because I believe you have to understand something before you can actually partake in it.
Right.
And there's no secret. There are wealthy people, there are rich people, and there's poor people. And I believe that there are two facets of both, right? There's the mental wealth, there's the mental wealth, there's the physical wealth, and there's the financial wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we take those three, we know we call that the 3 percenters. Right.
Right.
So if we take those three and we cover all of those bases, then you are a bona fide 3 percenter. So if you know that your mental health, your mental wealth, your mental is all, you're all about that, and you're tuned with it. And the same with physical and financial. Right. And so you have to put yourself in a category. Am I physically, mentally, and financially wealthy, rich, or poor?
Mm.
And I believe this ties into the 1159, because if we take care of these three areas and categorize ourselves as realistically what we are, then I believe the 1159 starts to back itself up, and it backs up to 1145. Then, so, you know, you get that thing all the way down to 9 o'clock, and, you know, at some point in time you get it right on time, and that's what we all strive for. But when we're looking at those three facets of our life, we take all of that into consideration. And there's certain things that wealthy people do, and understand what I'm saying, because when you hear us talk about wealth, riches, and poor on this show, it's not all about money.
Right.
Okay. I think we got to get out of the habit of that. Okay. Because there are three facets. Okay. We're talking about your mind, which is your mental. And you can
That's
group your spiritual
thing.
In there. Okay, all of that's tied together.
Right.
And we're talking about the physical, which is what you put in your body, how you take care of the temple that God gave you, and then how you create money, right? So if you take all of those three and you understand the concept behind what people do that are already, quote unquote, wealthy or rich in either one of those. So let's take the first one, mental, right? If you have somebody, or you have a mentor or a coach or whatever you want to call it, that's actually mentally, spiritually, you know, mindset, they're rich. They have a lot of knowledge. They can assert the mental aspect of any situation and help you with it. Right. Then that's one level. You work on that. Then you start working on the physical aspect of it, and you start caring and minding what you put in your body, what you put on your body, where you take your body, how what you breathe into you, all of that. When you start worrying about and being subconscious about all of that, then you become the type of person that's wealthy in that regard, right? You may go from a person that's unhealthy, which is poor, right? Then you go to a person that's rich, because that means now you're seeing some results and you're living that thing. And as opposed to what rich people do and what poor people do are different. They think different. They act different. You know, you're going to, as if you get rich, you're going to, even in the sense of financial terms, right? If you get rich, you're going to eat different food,
right?
You're going to go different places. Different things are going to start to mean value to you. Your freedom is it becomes more valuable. Spending more time with your kids, your family becomes more valuable to you. It's not all about the money once you start getting money, right? If you think about it, think about what I'm telling you guys, and you're going to start noticing it. You know, rich people that are rich, they stop being so concerned about letting people know that they're rich, especially wealthy people. They're not concerned about letting people know that they're rich or they're wealthy. They're concerned about financial security as a whole.
Right.
They're concerned about quality of life. They want to have freedom so that they can spend more time with their family, with their friends, so that they can do more of the things that they want to do. They want to travel the world. They don't have time to be concerned with flexing and flossing for you. That's the true mindset of a rich/wealthy person, right? So if we can pull all of this together, Pam, and really understand what I'm saying, guys, it's how you really don't get to that 1159 state is because you're concerned about your own personal journey.
Oh, that's good. You said a lot in those few moments, but I love it, because when you realize that wealth is the total, it's the totality of everything. It's the totality of the mental, the physical, the financial, that now allows a person to really, you know, walk in the wealth that God has for each and every one of us. And so just knowing that it really all starts in the mind. It does, because the mind is going to be the very thing that drives and pulls all of that together. You know, even to the point to where we don't have to allow ourselves, just like you said, we have an 1159 God. He's going to always show up. He's going to always be on the scene. And it seems like 1159 to us, the last minute, but it's not. It was all in his perfect timing. He already knew that he had to wait, you know, and allow you to get to that point in order for you, for each and every one of us to learn the lesson, for each and every one of us to grow through the lesson, and for us to get it so that we don't allow ourselves to get back in that position
again.
But if we do, thank God for his grace and his mercy, because we all mess up. And sometimes we have to bump our head over and over and over and over and over again before we get it. But he's saying, I'm still here. Right. I got you. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just trying to figure out how long it's going to take before you learn the lesson. And we can't just sit back, even though that we know that we
I'm
have the 1159
God. Just waiting
that
on
waiting,
God.
Oh, no. We gotta have patience. We got to wait. But we got to take some
We're
action.
Chilling. I'm just waiting
no,
on
no,
God.
No, 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 no. That name and claim and stuff don't work. Okay.
Just waiting
you
on your Lord. Just
take,
waiting
we have
on
to take action. What are we doing in the process? What are we doing in order to move ourselves forward
chilling.
In order to now get the answer and to solve whatever the issue
what
may
be. What you doing? Just waiting on God. Waiting on God. He's going to show up. Just come on. Just keep waiting on him. He's going to show up.
That's not the answer. That is not the answer. No, you got to work. You got to work in the wait.
Chilling, okay? Man.
You got to work in the wait. All right? And
hey,
when
man,
you
what
work
you doing?
In the wait.
Man, bro, I'm just waiting on God, man. Do what he's going to do. Waiting on God, man.
That's the average mindset.
You go to work today? Nah, bro, I'm just waiting on God. Waiting on God, man.
That's that poor mentality.
No.
Where it's average.
Man, look, man, heard you went to the doctor, man. You got some problems, man, bro. Yeah, God gonna heal. Just waiting on God. Just waiting on He gonna fix it. He's gonna fix it.
And he will fix it, but what are you going to do
there,
for your
you
physical health?
There eating a cheeseburger.
Right. What are you going to
and
do
some
for your
bonbons.
Are you gonna change your
waiting
eating
on
habits?
God.
Are you gonna start the detox? Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to start to change some things?
Y'all don't want to hear that. They don't want
to
hear that. They don't want to hear that real stuff. They don't want to hear that. People get mad when I start talking like that. They don't want to hear it because it hits home. You know what I'm saying? When you start really telling people the things that they need to do, you become very, very unpopular because it hurts. The truth always hurts.
It always hurts.
Right?
I mean, it hurt when we have to realize stuff. Like, for real, we didn't always take action. Yeah, like now, and we still mess up. But at the end of the day, you know, it's because of the fact that we have this mindset of, you know, well, okay, what do we need to do in order to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
We're not sitting back and waiting. We've never been people that just sit back and wait.
Right.
We're going to figure it out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take some type of action. It may not be always the right action, okay?
Right.
But we're going to take some action. But you do have, those ones that just wait. And even I don't know why, but professional victim is coming into my mind right now.
Definitely.
But
they're the best at waiting.
Right.
They don't even want to wait instead of realizing
that you are enough. Just like we started this show off this morning, you are enough to go out and to get it done. It's the answer is already there. All you got to do is take some action. Faith without works is dead. So you're gonna find yourself always in a position of never moving forward because of the fact that you're just sitting back and waiting. And you got to work in the wait.
And we talked about, and all of this ties into 1159, guys, because, mm-hmm. you know, our lifestyles are what determine, you know, whether or not we have to get things in our perception of 1159.
Right.
So, you know, a person's perception is always their reality.
Right, it sure is.
I don't care. Your perception of this show is your reality.
Right.
Your perception of your life is your reality.
Right.
If you tell yourself that everything is okay in your life and everything is good, hunky dory, then it is. You know, whatever you believe is true.
Right.
And when you understand, you know, when you understand that it's your perception is your reality, you know, everybody knows that what I feel is right for me.
Mm-hmm.
May not be right for you, but there are absolutes, right? There are things that are absolutely right, and there are things that are just absolutely wrong. Everybody in the free world knows that it's wrong. Everybody in the free world knows that it's right. We call those absolutes, right? So if you're dealing in an absolute and you're fooling yourself and tricking yourself into thinking that it's right, then you're just wasting time. And your perception is your reality. And now we talk about the frequency all the time, right? It's easy for a person to turn the dial and get out of frequency with somebody else. That's easy. It happens all the time.
Right.
It's just a matter of, are you willing to turn the dial and get back on that frequency that they just turned their dial to? I believe that everybody has a frequency that they resonate on. And Pam's
That's
frequency
true.
And my frequency are we resonate on the same frequency. You know how you can take the digital dial and you can push it and it may be a two or three little notches left or right that you are still in tuning.
Yeah, right.
You gotta get the fine tuner. Yeah, you know, there's times when Pam and I, because we're not perfect, there are times we have to fine tune our frequency, our connection.
Absolutely.
Right? We have to make sure that we're
no perfect
connected.
Yeah. You're lying if you act like everything is hunky dory.
Nothing, absolutely nothing
relationship
about me and Pam.
That's not even
right now.
Real.
Yeah, we have our issues, we have our disagreements and all of that.
We just don't argue.
We just don't argue.
30 years. We don't argue. We agree to disagree and we discuss and we figure it out and we move past it.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah,
I mean that
all the fighting days is over.
Fighting is over. So your frequency that you know that you resonate on is
right.
You. And when you turn that dial and you get out of frequency with someone, here's you and you're headed on your frequency, you know that this is where I want to go, but then you know something else happens over here. You have to make a decision on whether you're willing to and retune yourself to what's happening here, because now if you don't feel good about it, then you're taking yourself out of tune or out of focus.
Well, I think too, if you remember who are you connected to, who are you tuning into, because at the end of the day, you have to realize if you're listening to what God is telling you to do, then you got to make sure that you're in line with the frequency and on the same channel as him, and then everything else will work out. You can't be so concerned about that. So sometimes we can turn our dial to the wrong frequency.
Right.
And now we're not in line with our purpose.
Yes.
Okay. And so
that's not why
we're here on this earth. So you have to be careful with turning that dial to the wrong frequency. And now you're not moving in the purpose that God has told you to do for your life.
So how do you gauge that though? How do you gauge that? We're at the bridge right now. Let's cross the bridge. How does a person know when their frequency is off? How do they know?
Well, it doesn't feel right.
There you go.
It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. When it does not feel right. When your frequency is off, it's not going to feel right. And there's not going to be anything that you can do other than to turn that dial back to the frequency that God is telling you that it needs to be turned to, and in order to line up with the purpose that he has given you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not going to be easy. That's that pain, right? That's that, are you going to go on that narrow path? Or are you going to get on that path with everybody else,
right,
you know, doing what you're not called to do? And now you look up and you're no longer in the purpose and lined up what God wants you to do with your life, because you chose to get into the wrong frequency, and now nothing is going to go. But when you decide to step out there and to allow faith to really,
mm-hmm,
you know, to really move out on faith, it's not going to feel good. But I guarantee you, God got you.
But what
right?
happens though
and
with
it's
the
gonna
people?
Work out.
What happens, because when there's people that say, you know, because there are people out there that say, you know, it doesn't feel good, and you turn when you start turning your frequency. And you're so attached to the thing that you're doing or thing that you're in that you feel funny when you switch your frequency to where it should be. And a lot of people say, well, you know, they're not doing it. Such and such ain't doing it. They're not doing it. Boom, boom, boom. But what does that have to do with you? See what I'm saying? See, it takes a strong person with a strong mindset to understand that what God, we say things like, what God has for me is for me. Can't
right.
nobody else take it.
Right.
Well, nobody else is trying to take it. You're walking away from it.
Wow.
You're turning your frequency away from what God has for you. And when you do that, it feels like things are being taken from you because you're on the wrong frequency.
Mm.
You're on the wrong path. You're going the wrong way. You got people saying, hey, don't go that way. You're supposed to be going this way. But now you got more people telling you to come this way.
Mm.
So you're going that way, even though it doesn't feel right. There's a reason God dwells here and not here. This thing here will make you money. This thing here will help you build a life.
Wow.
And at some point in time, the two of those things have to coincide and they will meet. But the question is, will they see eye to eye?
Wow.
That's the question. And when you really think about it, everybody wants to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to make money. And everybody wants freedom.
Right.
Freedom is freedom. And everybody says, well, money buys you freedom. No, money doesn't buy you freedom.
Uh-uh.
It just doesn't happen that way. Money helps you get where you need to be. Okay, that's cool. I'm not dogging money. I'm not saying stop trying to go and make money. All right. Be a go-getter, right? Go out and do what you do. But at the end of the day, you have to realize that what's happening here is trying to guide you to what God really has for you, which may be more than what you're trying to get over here. But the difference in what God has for you, it means you're controlling it with the one-way connection. Nobody can mess that up. Now you can say, what God has for me is truly for me.
Right.
And not think somebody's always taking it from you. And I don't, and let me get this straight, I don't care what any other situation is, you know, I have blinders on right now. I'm so far removed from anything else in my life. I just want to do here. I heard somebody put a post the other day. They said, I'm at a stage in my life that if somebody tells me that 1 + 1 = 5, they're like, cool. I'm like, have fun with that. That's where I am. You know, outside of this show, guys, I'll get on this show and I'll pour my heart out to you guys. But I'm so focused in my life right now and not squandering this next half a century that God has given
right.
me.
Something about
I'm
when
so
you meet that
focused,
half mark,
right? If you want it to be 1 + 1 = 5, hey, have fun with that. I believe your perception is your reality.
Right.
Maybe it is in your world. Because I always say talk about creating in your own space.
Mm-hmm.
I always say if I want 2 + 2 = 5 in my space, then that's what it is. We can make up words in my space. There are going to be people that say, hey, I like that. And they're going to come. But so I can't be concerned with what everybody else do. I'm in a phase in my life to where I just got to be concerned about what I'm doing. Not that I don't care. I care enough to get on this radio and actually talk to you guys about it and share our experiences with you and hopefully hear some of yours. If I didn't care, we wouldn't do it. Right. So that's where I am.
No, that's good.
Where are you at?
I had something I wanted to say, but because you kept talking, I forgot. So.
Oh.
But you know what? One thing that that came to mind as you were sitting there talking was, you remember that song? That song from church. Whose report will you believe? Right? We shall believe the reporter. And you know, and for real, we don't understand that you know, no matter what the situation is, when we have to, you know, do the things that don't feel good, right? Mm-hmm. We have to begin to realize, okay, you know, I need to make sure that I am, you know, in line, that I'm in, that I got the right frequency,
right,
and all of that, and that I'm doing what I'm called to do, that, you know, we just have to know that it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
That is all taken care of, and we just got to make sure that we're staying on point and in line with the purpose that we have, to know that we are enough, to know that, yes, we have an 1159 God who's going to make it all better, but we got to go through our process.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work in the wait. We have
right.
to work in the wait. That's something that God is giving me this morning. We got to work in the wait, because many times we're just sitting back waiting and mm-hmm. wanting God to fix it. And that's not where the growth is. That's
right.
not where we have to go through the struggle. I always say the greater the struggle, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the reward, the greater
mm-hmm.
the success. And so when we know that and we understand that, and we begin to realize that now we got to get up every day and we got to work in the wait, because it's already done. It's already
okay.
done.
Sorry,
and we are enough. We are enough. We have what's required in order to win in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
We got what it takes. And so that's in knowing who you are, understanding your self-worth, understanding, you know, that we have everything on the inside of us, around us, in order to accomplish it, that greatness that we talk about all the time, creative greatness. And it's all because now you understand the value that you are, the value that you bring to the world, the value and that you have a purpose that nobody else on this earth can accomplish
right.
when you stay tuned to the frequency that God wants us to be tuned to.
Absolutely. That's good. That's good. And you know, we're talking about 11:59, ladies and gentlemen, 11:59. Why do you have to wait until 11:59 every time? And your mind is like, God came right on time. He did. But let's try to minimize that time frame, you know,
right.
as much as we can, by doing our part, taking action, learning the lessons that we're supposed to learn. And I believe that one of the great ways that we can determine when we're on the right frequency, when everything sounds good, everything sounds pristine, just like when the sound on the show sounds good, when we can hear throughout these headphones good, everything's clicking on all cylinders, you know, everything is good. We can feel it. It feels right,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the same way that this whole thing works. It feels right. And one of the ways I know when I'm in the vein that I'm supposed to be in, and some of you may be able to identify with this, is that, you know, God pours stuff into you so rapidly that you can't even contain it.
Right.
It's like you could, as soon as you go to the bathroom and think you get ready to do something, God gives you some ideas, right? And that's what I talk about in How I Escape Corporate America. You know, I talk about having a book around you all the time, right? Make sure you have a book somewhere in your vicinity, even if it's your notepad. You got to be able to pull that notepad up quick, because as quick as God gives it, it goes away.
Right. And you write it down.
Yeah, you got to write it down. And I'm in that season that you know, I want, and that's why Pam was talking about earlier, you know, because Pam will ask, you know, well, you know, what's the show topic today? You know, I ask her, hey, what's the show topic today? You know, and to be quite honest with you guys, this is the realest show ever. You know, we don't have any notes. We don't have anything. I say, you know what, I tell Pam sometime, you know, and it's funny, I think that's how we got to the 11:59. It's your topic, you know, and on top of some other things, you know, that happened, you know, we didn't have a clue.
No idea what God was going to tell us.
Yeah, as the world was going to. But I believe we have to be, in that regard, I believe we have to be open, because when you're giving to people out, when you're pouring into people, you want to only pour what you have inside of you. And there's only one other way you get it is through direct connect, right?
Uh-huh.
So that direct connect, if you got a direct connect, you're never going to be at loss for something to say
no.
that's supposed to be said, you know. And you know, my best friend Pam knows is a bishop, you know, and you know, is Bishop Jeff Battle. A lot of you know that, and you know, we've been through a lot together, right? We've built business together, we've struggled together, we've done a lot, and there's not a lot that we don't share, you know, with each other. But, you know, when we have those conversations, you know, when he's going to minister or to preach, you know, he'll say, he'll tell me, he says, brother, he says, I don't have a clue as to what I'm getting ready to talk about.
Wow.
And he said, but you know what? He said, I'm at peace. He said, I feel good. I feel confident that God is going to give me what he wants me to say to the people directly.
Right.
The direct feed. Mm-hmm. Now, am I saying that you never get anything that you write down on paper? Not what I'm saying, because I believe God gives you stuff. Do I have thousands and thousands of notes back there that I could have drug out and put something together for you guys? Absolutely. But I like fresh manna.
Mm-hmm.
I like right at this very moment, what is God saying for me to say?
Right.
What is God saying for Pam to say? And I think Pam is getting very good at that. Guy. You know, she's getting good, you know, because Pam used to be the person that has to be scripted.
I was.
You got to write that thing down for me
write
to know exactly where I'm going. But this is a part of the mental, right? Let me read that thing. Let me add 75 notes to it.
Right. You start to doubt yourself. But when it's in here, God's going to bring it out. That's why you got to continue to, just like you said, you got to continue to build yourself and put it into you every day, because it's inside of you. And he'll give you that direct, you got that direct connect, that fresh man will come out at the given time, in the moment, because somebody needed to hear this today.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And I can go all day. Of course, y'all know.
Yes, y'all know he can definitely talk.
I got a lot up in here, you know, that I can talk about, you know, but at the end of the day, we have to end this show with
right. Right.
Leave some stuff to talk about for the next show.
Right.
Right. So we'll see you guys on
what about the
Thursday,
relationship? Let's
Thursday,
give a quick
Thursday.
A
relationship.
Quick. Wait, hold on.
So.
Okay. So let's give a quick relationship. Go ahead.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So at the end of these shows, guys, we always like to give a relationship, and the relationship is not, you know, just reserved for the, you know, couples. You
no.
know, it's reserved for partners. You know, it's partners in business, it's partners in marriage, it's partnership. And I believe that's what it's all about. And that's how people stay together. But, you know, if we have to talk about, you know, the relationship today, I believe that in a partnership, we talked about using all of the gifts and talents, you know, in a partnership. When we're going through something individually, it affects us corporately.
Absolutely.
Right? So if Pam is going through something or she has an idea that she wants to put out, it would be in her best interest to tell me. If I have something that I want to put out, it's in my best interest to tell her. Because we said we wanted to partner together, then that means God has something that he wanted us to do together.
Right.
And everything that we do, I want her to have input in it and vice versa, right? So if I tell her what God is giving me, God tells me, tell your wife, tell her. She tell your business partner, tell your business partner what you want to do, what you're doing. You're not asking for permission. What you're asking for is for them to give their input.
That's good.
On it. And they can make it better, you know, and a good partner will hear what you say and not shoot it down, but look for a way to make it better.
Right.
And that's what partnership in my MO is all about.
No, I love that. And I just want to add to that, since we talked about this on the show today, that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that ideal that you may have, that ideal that I may have, to support one another in it and to see how we can make it better for that person, your partner, your spouse, whoever it may be, because that's the only way that you can stay on the same frequency,
mm-hmm.
right? Because in a relationship, in a partnership, in a business ship, whatever, I know I'm making that up, but any type of ship where there's a connection,
right?
You have frequency is very important, so you have to stay on that same frequency. So therefore, by sharing those ideals, maybe even to help the other person to be able to tweak it, mm-hmm. it's now going to allow each of us to now stay on that same frequency so that the vision can be pushed forth together
right.
in order to accomplish whatever the goal is.
Right.
So that's very, very important to, you know, to just add
that. That kind of keeps the competition out of it. And I believe that's a big thing. That's a whole nother relationship, but it's worth saying, because a lot of couples are in competition with each other. A lot of partners are in competition with each other. And it's everybody wants recognition. Let me just put that out there. Okay. Everybody wants to be recognized for what they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But the vision is the big picture. Okay. If Pam brings more, they're speaking just straight terms now. If Pam brings an idea to the table and it's a great idea, I don't have to take that idea and try and outdo her. And I want to try to make it better, but when I make it better, I make it better, but it's still her idea.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Even in a marriage, it's still her idea, right? It's we're going to run it and we're going to push it together. But at the end of the day, I have to pay Pam homage just like I would pay anybody else homage.
Right. Right.
Right. In the beginning of, you know, with Total Life Changes, you know, it's like, you know, Pam was the one building this business, you know, for the first 17 months, right? So for 7 months, I'm sorry, for the first 7 months, she was the one building this business. I was still looking for a job. You know, yeah, I was helping her ship out tea and things of that nature. And she would come to me and ask me questions about certain things. And we would still partner and do certain things. And the people didn't understand that piece, right? But we would do that. But 7 months, I formally came to the table and said, let's do this together, right? So, but I still have to pay Pam homage. Pam is the visionary of what we have here. She's the person that says, you know what, I believe in it, and I borrow her belief enough to say that I could. So I pay her homage in that. So because this is my wife, but this is my partner first, okay? So we were partners before we became, you know, husband and wife. We had
right.
to make that partnership. So,
absolutely.
You know, in your relationship is not a competition. Right? In your partnership is not a competition. You both have a goal.
You complement right? each other.
You complement
not,
each other.
Not complete, right? You
yeah,
complement
you
each
compliment
other.
It. You don't compete. You don't compare. You complement. You know, there's no such thing as, you know, well, that's mine. You know, it's all mine. I'm going to take this and I'm going to be the one. And there's a stage for everybody. And, you know, I don't even want to sit here and sugarcoat it and act like everybody don't want to be recognized in the partnership, because you do.
Right.
And you'd be lying if you said you don't.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it for today, right? All right. Another show.
Tell everybody when this show starts.
All right. So this show takes place every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to dial in to 646-668-2564 where you can actually join us on the grind. Definitely raise your hand and share a comment or question or anything like that. And also, we are live on Facebook at The Grind 101 on Facebook.
101. Follow us there.
Follow us there, and definitely follow us on Instagram at The Grind 101. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
I was born in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was a little boy. You know, hearing people call me names like Little Nigga Boy and all that. Man. When I got to college, I'll never forget when my parents told me that I wasn't going to be nothing in life. I was going to end up in an alley. And it kind of ended up that way, at least for a while.
Glory,
I did end up on the streets at one point in my life doing drugs and alcohol.
God bless you guys and have a great
day.
My story started such a long time ago, bruised up and scarred. Sometimes it seemed impossible. Some said I wasn't able. Yeah, I think they was afraid of what I could do. I never stopped believing. I'm gonna see it all the way through. Oh, now don't tell me that I didn't want you. Like Kobe in the fourth quarter. It ain't over till it's over. No, I'm not backing down.
There's a minute to win.
I'm gonna reach to the top. Nothing's gonna make me stop.
Just a minute to win.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for jumping on, man. God bless you guys. See you guys on Thursday.
Blessings. Love you guys.